All right, Z, Margo just said something hilarious. Not to hype it up too much, but go ahead and say the same thing you just said, as hilarious as it was the first time.
Okay, so I just learned that they're making a sequel to Zoolander, and I asked if it was going to be called Zoolander the Z-quel.
We're in Dunderbox, and everyone is going fucking nuts. As soon as she said that.
There was high-fiving.
The crowd went wild.
It was mostly just high-fiving, though.
And some low-fiving, actually.
Yeah, I heard a couple slaps that I wasn't able to locate.
You just assume.
Those were the deep down low slaps.
Some of the under-table stuff.
Some of our squishy slaps, if you will.
So, yes, we started a bit late, but we're kicking off Beer Week now.
Beer Week.
At Dundee.
So, this is a fresh
local brew.
A good opportunity, both for the listener and for myself. Explain to me what the Beer Week is exactly, because I come into this game
very
late.
Well, first of all, you're showing your age and your nerdiness by calling it the Beer Week.
Yeah.
Like, it's the Facebook.
It's the Beer Week.
Or the Internet.
I believe I spoke properly.
Okay.
So, tell me about the Beer Week.
What's it tell?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's just different. Like, tonight they're going to have the head brewers, or the owners, I believe, of St. Bernardus and St. Somewhere come in. Oh. They're going to do a little beer trivia with each other, see who's best.
And they're having a beer and cheese pairing.
Here we go.
Yeah, basically everything that I told you. The X-ray shoots was Green Bench.
Yeah.
Green Bench and Barley Mill. Collab, right?
I got...
It's a collab.
I got the Berliner... I got the Motorworks Kolsch. I got the Tampa Bay Beer Week double IPA.
I want the double IPA.
Yeah, that's what I would drink.
Yeah.
Triple that.
I'll do the...
super piney, it's good.
Yeah. I'll do the Kolsch, the Motorworks. Yeah.
You got it. And
all right.
Do you want to do another? You're okay, right?
I'm good.
We have sitting in front of us one single beer that's filled to the brim.
Untouched, I was waiting.
There may be a loogie floating atop the beer.
I should have jumped on that Cigar City double IPA.
Well, I mean, we're all going to taste it, so.
Are we, though?
We're all going to drink it, basically.
I lost my taste buds recently.
Well, this is not the week for you.
No.
This is not the beer week for you.
So, there's different events going on. They're doing stuff at the Mermaid, the Independent.
Oh, yeah, at the Mermaid, they're doing a fashion show where people dress up like local beers. And you get a free cup.
Also, Angry Chair. Friday is going to be the big grand opening of Coppertail, even though it's been
their tasting room.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Green Bench.
Sounds like something you might want to look into. Oh my God, it's beautiful. Thank you.
So basically, what we're looking at here is the ultimate in
beer technology,
which you like to drink beer. So like. This is the week to drink.
Yes, and then Friday is the local beer. Local craft beer, Friday.
So that's the ideal day.
Yes.
If you're going to get in on it, that's
yes,
the day to
that's
do
the
it.
Day you want to do it.
So let's take a little talk about what we got in front of us here. So we have the Cigar City Tampa... I think so. The Tampa Brew Week. Ultimate double IPA.
Double IPA
dot com.
From Cigar City.
Cigar City. And it does say .com on the menu officially.
Does
so
it?
That's definitely what it said.
Okay.
And you got?
I've got the Motorworks Kolsch. Motorworks, I believe, from Bradenton.
Kolsch. What is that?
From the Kolsch region.
Technically, it should be brewed in the Kolsch region.
For it to be an actual Kolsch, it has to be brewed in the Kolsch region.
You guys are so fucking knowledgeable.
But let's not split hairs.
But it's the same.
It's the same brewing process, the same ingredients.
Yes, it's just so.
Okay, and then this is the...
Other than that, it's a lager.
Lager, okay. And Margo, you have?
I have the X-ray Shoes, which is a Green Bench Barley Mow collab. So my drink is representing two local brewers.
Barley Mow?
Yes.
What is that?
They local are brewery. In... I want to say St. Pete, but I probably won't.
Barley Mow.
But it would make sense because they're both in St. Pete.
So. I'll get all the info will be there, so we'll figure it out. Interesting. All right, and they're all
kind of a prettier. Yours is a little cloudier, the double IPA. I don't know if that's unfiltered or not, but it's a very got a nice fluffy head still on it.
Largo. Largo.
They're all. Whoa, what are you doing? We're not there. We haven't even sniffed it.
It didn't touch my tongue. I jumped the gun.
They're all a yellowish kind of. There's more of an amber to.
Amber to hers. Mine's more of a.
A yeller. A pee-pee. Yeah.
A pee-pee.
You guys suck at colors. Okay, Rusty's. Yours is like yellow. A sunset orange.
Okay, mine's sunset orange.
This is a golden.
That's like a nice golden rod.
Okay, golden rod. Like the paper in elementary school.
And mine is more of a, like a honey color.
Ooh, yeah, honey. It does look like honey, doesn't it? I bet it tastes like honey.
Yes.
Let's stick that in our nose.
Do that one.
Yeah.
Smells delightful.
I don't know.
It smells sweet anything. And flowery.
Do you even know what kind of beer it is?
It's an American ale.
It's an American ale?
Yes.
It does kind of smell sweet and it almost smells like, I'm going to say it smells like honey just because it looks like honey.
I'm sorry.
You ruined everything.
I polluted your mind.
But honey is both sweet and flowery, so
that
it may be.
That is true.
All right, why don't you kick
maybe a wildflower honey?
Yeah, I think it's called wildflower honey. A wild butt honey.
Nothing better than butt honey.
Yeah, you want to milk that butt honey.
Yeah.
I'll
post a link to milking frost.
This is the first time this has come. Prostate milking has come up on the podcast, or this segment.
It's true. Well, it's come up on this fourth podcast quite a bit now. Okay, so it doesn't taste like it smells, is what you're reporting.
No, it does taste like it smells, but it doesn't taste like butt honey.
Oh, okay. So we're not getting butt honey here.
No butt honey.
It's a nice pale ale. Not bitter. When it's still in your mouth, it seems like it's going to be pretty bitter than you swallow it.
Yeah, the finish is smooth.
It's smooth.
I like it. It's quipsy.
You know, you put it in your mouth, you get a little sandpaper on it, rub it down, nice and smooth.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's delicious.
So yeah, it's all going on when it's in your mouth. It's got
What did it say that it was?
X-ray shoes. You know
it's an American ale. God. It's got some sort of passion fruit and M in it.
Is that passion fruit?
Aged on passion fruit and M.
We don't know what M stands for. We're assuming meat.
Oh.
Continue.
Meat.
I'm curious.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. So, like, the finish makes it, like, super drinkable, but, like, while you're drinking, you still have enough going on that you feel like you're drinking something that, someone who does not care for beers can get away with drinking this and feel like they're still doing something because, like, it's got a full flavor when it's in the mouth.
I could drink this whole thing and not once almost throw up in my own mouth.
That's good. You don't want that to happen.
That's the highest recommendation I can give.
And it's got like I want to say it's a wet sweetness when it's in your mouth, like in addition to the...
Butt honey.
Like butt honey. Okay, so there are parallels to butt honey. It doesn't taste like honey that comes from a butt, but there are parallels there.
There are notes of butt honey. Butt honey notes.
There's got a bit of a butt honey in there. But that's actually... That's pretty good. That's very drinkable. And this is from, again, Green Bench.
It's a Green Bench Barley Mo collab.
Barley Who. And it's not a collaboration.
It's a collab.
I don't know what that really means.
Belgian-inspired pale ale infused with mango and passion fruit.
Infused with mango and passion fruit.
Oh, mango.
No, there's like the sweetness there, but I'm not picking out those flavors.
No. No.
Especially since they were all aged on mango and passion fruit herbal tea.
Oh. That changes my whole perspective.
Now, I wonder how that works. I'm unsure as to how that works. I wonder if they age barley, or they do something, because you couldn't. What do you toss it in a barrel full of passion fruit? Yeah, lifting.
Why not? You could, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you get that.
Or could you put the loose tea leaves into it?
Right into it?
No,
I don't know how it works.
I just want to say that everyone's going back for seconds and thirds. That's how good this is.
That's true. It's good. They're very good. Why not? Why did they shorten mango to M? Is that the street term?
Oh. They just, M is like Molly.
Some of that M.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking cartload of mangoes. Okay.
You got the M. Yeah, I got your mango.
That was the Green Tree Express. This is the Cigar City double IPA for Beer Week. And it was, it had a nice frothy.
It's in a what do you call that?
A goblet flout. So it's somewhere between a flute and a goblet. Yeah. Goblet flout. Has a word.
What?
You know
what this glass?
Oh, what the glass is called.
Yeah, I'm saying goblet flout. You're just like, what do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. It's it looks to me like a traditional like beer glass, not a mug,
right,
but
yeah,
a beer,
yeah.
Like a beer
snifter.
That's it's like a long sniffer.
It's a sniffle. But it's nice and thin. It thins out at the top real nice.
Obviously, they're putting in that
little... It's not quite a flute.
It's going to pack a punch with the...
Hoopy. It's got a little hoopy there.
Lines by. Oh, we look like such cunts right now.
We are. People need to know.
Ah, this is the Pilsner glass.
Ah.
They served you a double IPA in a Pilsner glass.
Well, they fucked up.
Like you're some sort of rube.
I'm not a rube. I'm gonna let them know. I'm gonna Twitter them
that
about this.
That smells good. That smells like fruit.
Fruit. Okay, so this
like citrusy.
It does have a hint of citrus. All right.
Oh, that could also be considered a tulip glass.
It does look like a tulip. That's exactly what it looks like.
Okay, so this is...
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's a very well-defined tulip.
I'll send this to you so you can put it in the images.
Image. Oh. Imager. You ever been on Imager?
Imger. This is a pungent little beast.
Yeah, that's for sure a tulip glass. You got me on a housewares tangent.
Fucked up.
That's a strong...
It has a strong flavor, but it doesn't stick around. It's not like... it doesn't coat your mouth or anything.
No,
it goes away
pretty
quickly.
Around long. She just threw up.
Did he sip it?
I don't...
Did he shonk it?
She's going to be...
I liked the first, 2 seconds of my sip, and the rest of it I hated.
What about now, though?
No, the afterbirth is terrible.
You can still taste it?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like I feel like it goes away
very
really quickly.
Bitter.
That's a double IPA.
Mm.
That's lingering.
You're getting a lot of the flavor.
You know, like that corner of your mouth, like right before your tongue hits the back of your throat?
Yeah.
The bitterness, it's there. It's just...
I don't think that's how it works.
It's set up camp. It's just sitting there.
It's wet. It's wet in my mouth.
Like butt honey.
It's good. It's got a fair amount of flavor to it.
It's very flavorful.
I think pungent is the right word.
Yeah, so you've had an IPA before. Double that IPA.
I like the flavor, though. Like, I mean...
It doesn't stick around.
It doesn't haunt you. It's not a haunter.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty haunted right now.
You're scarred. You're like traumatized. That's different.
It kind of looks like America.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. We need to get a picture
god
of this.
God bless America. The foam sticks to
it's good. I don't think I would do. Too much more than the one.
No, you wouldn't want to drink another one. But I think you could deal with the single glass very easily. Like
it's a very small, I'd say probably a 12 ounce glass. This is a 16, so that's going to be a 10 or 12.
America and South America.
I know.
Yeah, I could see going for this. You could probably. You could probably stand and do a little more than they've got in there.
You could you would open with that and then switch to just like a pale ale or like a pilsner.
It feels right.
A nice Kolsch.
Okay. So now we have the Kolsch, which again I have no idea. It's some sort
no
of magical
Your nose smells better than mine.
It is a very light scent.
Yeah.
There's not much coming through there. I don't think I can identify anything in there.
Let me get my sniffer in here.
Yeah, you're a Scooby sniffer. What do they call? What do they call that on Scooby Doo? They call his nose something.
His sneeze.
Super sniff. Oh.
Is yes. it super sniffer? I can't know. Smell anything.
There's nothing to smell here.
No, it just smells like a
bed. Everybody go home.
That's it. Pack it up. Does it taste like it smells?
Very quick. It's almost up front. Almost. A little smokiness, a little real quick.
I feel like my...
Who does this one again?
Motorworks.
Motorworks. In Bradenton?
I thought it was Bradenton.
Largo. Didn't you say... Oh, no, that was the other place.
Barley Mills, Largo. Not Cologne, but we'll see.
Yeah, you said Bradenton. I think I actually am having like some sort of lingering something from this IPA now that
ruining everything.
I told you.
I guess
you.
So. Well, it's
haunting.
Like a quiet haunt, and it's not bad. It's not unwelcome.
It's not a poltergeist.
This is almost like it's like there's nothing there.
It is going to be tough to go from that to something as light.
It's almost like. A soda or a cider, except it's not sweet.
Yeah, I think it's really light and kind of it seems more carbonated than the other
ones.
Yeah,
a lot more.
And I think it's like a good like summery type.
You could probably drink a lot of this beer.
That's good. I like it.
It doesn't for
a Kolsch and a nice light beer. I like it.
Yeah, I can definitely see it being the summer. Like, you take it outside.
Sit down.
You're cooking something on a grill, or you're sitting by the pool.
Maybe Max.
Smoking some pork.
Smoking
in your
some
side.
You smoke whatever you want.
With this beer.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to judge you for what you smoke. But you can drink this while you smoke it.
Whatever it may be. We're all adults.
Yeah. I mean,
except for the kids who are listening.
Well, the kids.
There are no children. I mean, there are children back there, but they don't understand. They're too
young. I live stream these to kindergarten classes.
Look at the crazy things that used to happen in German bars.
That's true.
Crazy things.
That's true.
Like sword fighting.
Right, of course.
When you say sword fighting,
I mean legit sword fighting.
Oh. Well, that's not very funny.
Students.
And I'm not here for a history lesson.
Yeah.
Well, then you came to the wrong place.
Historical Mr. Dunderbox, established in 1982.
74.
74?
Yes.
Wow, you know your shit.
We do research, Rusty.
Makes me angry.
Aren't you online all the time? What are you doing on there?
It used to be a chain. It used to be a chain.
Did it really?
Yes.
Whoa, you are blowing
my
mind. Is that why there's one in Jacksonville?
Yeah, it used to be a chain, but they have nothing to do with the other one now.
Right.
This is its own. They were able to keep the name, but it has nothing to do with
it. That's crazy.
Scandal.
I had no
what
idea.
What happened?
I'm not sure.
What happened to Mr. Dunderbox?
Papa Dunderbox.
He was actually brought up on war crimes.
Ooh. We knew it.
Caught him down in South America.
Oh God!
I don't know if that's real. The Dunderbach family is—they're
kind of
for slander.
Dunderbach mafia.
I hear they've got connections with the various Tampa mafiosos.
Oh, no.
So basically, he died. The estate was split, and the children couldn't agree on how to run Dunderbach.
The guy who owns it now used to work with. Her, the woman that owns it now. Who owns it? JB owns it.
Yes.
These are real facts. Real facts.
I'm talking outside of school right now.
100%
I can't go
true.
Too deep into it, but I know that it was a small chain. It wasn't
a
Chili's.
Local chain.
Yeah. It's like a... that nice place. Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Like Andre.
Yeah, 3,000.
3,000?
Is
that bread?
Son of a bitch.
Do you want a pretzel roll? We've got extras.
No. What, do you want to chop up some of that stuff with the...
Okay. Ew.
Which one?
Okay, so, yeah, of the three...
Yeah, let's rank them, actually.
Man, they are...
Let's not decide what's just best, but let's rank them.
They're very...
For every time? Okay, every time.
I'm ranking mine tops. Number one.
Flavor. I'm going...
Yeah, obviously.
One,
yeah.
One is IPA. The double IPA. Two is the X-Ray. Stumper. Three is the Kolsch. But, like, all the time, every time I could pick it up, I'd probably go Kolsch.
Yeah.
Pale Ale.
IPA. That's true.
Overall drinkability.
The Kolsch is super drinkable.
You could go to your fridge, grab one.
You can grab several and just, like, work your way through it.
Right.
And you have a good time.
You drink a whole six pack in a night.
Yeah. The IPA is it's really flavorful, and you're gonna enjoy drinking it if you're into that sort of thing.
If you're not, you'll hate it.
If you're not, you're gonna have a bad time.
It'll be at the bottom of your list.
It'll be at the bottom of your toilet once you vomit it into. I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
Rusty.
That was a bit much. I apologize.
Can we ask you a quick question? If you had to rank these, which one? How would you
what
do
is
it?
That?
Kolsch.
It's a Kolsch double IPA.
That's how you would do it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why?
Interesting.
Kolsch is not really my style of beer. It's okay. I mean, if I'm going to do like a lager, I'm just probably going to do a general like Belton's. Belton's is a really good one.
Okay.
The X-Ray Shoes, the Belgian Wit, is just a little too... They're better ones.
Okay.
And I just like the pininess of this IPA. Yeah. It's like super piney and super dry.
Yeah, it's really
and it's not
dry.
It's not really like boozy. Like
yeah,
a lot of
do you know what the alcohol content is in that?
Nine something, nine
that's
six.
That's what I figured.
Damn, Rusty.
But I like hoppy beers. I like hoppy beers. I like sour beers. And I like Belgian beers. And these two don't really. I mean, this one really, but these two don't really classify in it, you know. So
yeah,
I'm gonna put those in the back of my ranking.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks.
So that's what it sounds like when someone who knows what they're talking about is talking about beer.
Yeah, we should have more of those people.
That would be awesome. I would actually really like that. I would like to have guests who know what they're saying and be like, oh, why don't you tell us what we're doing here because we don't fucking know.
All right, well, institute.
Where we bring in someone else who can sound like a conscious. You know, because we don't want to,
yeah,
you know.
Because we're better than
not,
that.
We're
too cool to know.
We're the everyman and woman.
Exactly.
We are, and I
whereas
think that there's something to that.
Who try to sound, whereas the way he said it, it didn't sound like he was a douchebag.
He found the perfect mix of knowledge and
power.
Coolness. Oh, and power. He's a big guy.
Also, he's not bad to look at.
Oh, sexy. Right. Yeah. I would have sex with him.
So, yeah. Well, instituted starting today. Guest stars. It's going to happen.
Never happen. But,
that was Chris Chelios.
Is that his actual name?
Of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I don't know.
Fame.
I didn't know. I don't know about sports.
No, that's him.
You're yanking my chain.
You're
jerking me up.
So,
they're all very different beers, as often is the case.
I don't think they disappoint. Have you ever had a Kolsch?
I don't think so. I may have. Who knows? There's probably one that we did here in the podcast. I just don't remember. But it's good in its own way. Like, they each have their own purpose. Although this one, let me take a sip of this guy again. This is the Pilsner.
That was his least favorite. Professionally ranked least favorite. But he did say it's just not in his repertoire.
Yeah, that's very strong. Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, I mean, so the IPA and the Kolsch are like at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, that's the thing that sets them apart. Yeah.
And mine's the nice compromise.
Right, you get a lot of the flavor and drinkability. This one has a lot of drinkability. It doesn't taste like shit. And this one has a lot of flavor.
Tastes like a shoe. Sometimes you want to suck on a sweaty gym shoe.
Hey, you know what? The famous German Granite Hedgehog.
Yeah.
He loves
ate a boot.
He did eat a boot.
I remember this.
So that's He would like something like this.
He would probably
something
enjoy
leathery.
Because he ate that just as an everyday
just
snack.
Just that was just someone turned on a camera.
It's a very
lunch.
Expensive snack.
An expensive habit.
Yeah.
Addiction, actually.
For
so,
Italian leather.
How do you guys feel about the fact that Tampa has a beer week?
I feel upset.
I was upset that we found out
that we're so.
I saw it last weekend and just thought nothing of it.
You knew. I had no idea. I don't keep my finger on the pulse of Tampa Bay, though. So.
But that's like your whole thing.
I know. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah,
so,
that's humiliating.
Also stupid.
Just edit that out, okay?
No, I won't. And this is, again, the everyman. I don't pay attention to the news. No, I do. I don't know why I didn't know. I should have known that.
You look past it on it.
But it's good, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh,
I mean, like,
the
scene is obviously growing up here, and there are a lot of awesome breweries popping up left and right. So it's like, it needs it. Maybe they should have been better publicized, or maybe I would have known about it.
Yeah, the only place I saw it was doing it where it was big is in the
Creative Loafing.
TBT.
It was Creative Loafing.
But they did it in the TBT
those guys.
As well.
Our competition.
Yeah, our true
we
competition.
Known.
Right.
I should have known. Does that guy have green hair? No, it's a light. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Jesus, stay on target, Rusty.
I'm so sorry. Roy, do you want this one? Is this what would you be
done?
I mean, I can continue drinking.
Well,
I like it.
Do you want to wrap it up and we'll is there anything else we want to talk
just,
about?
Just so you guys know, though, Friday night's the night, and we'll post a link to the schedule of things to do.
Right. Yeah. We're going to go on Thursday. We'll
and
tomorrow's
podcast.
Roy and I are going to try and hit up as many events as we can
to get as drunk as humanly possible.
No, because problem of problems, Tampa Bay is not walkable, nor is it.
That's very true. It's expansive. There are two counties
so
that it spreads across.
One of us is gonna have
or
to
three
stay.
Counties or four counties, depending on how you're counting.
I'm gonna have to be the DD. Just little slips here and
little
there.
Because
you know Roy's not gonna DD.
I don't do that.
He's gotta get in
Dungeons
the thick of it.
And dragons.
Like dragons. I don't like being the designated driver. And I kind of like Dunkin' Donuts.
DD. You go there afterwards. They're open until 3 a.m.
3 a.m., baby.
Get your dunk on. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
American runs on Dunkin'.
So we're wrapping up now. Check out the Friday night.
Thursday,
check out
Friday,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Check out the Beer Week stuff. And also, we'll post a link to the Indiegogo. It's still going on, as far as I know.
Yep.
I like that. Do it again.
As far as I know.
You sound like Robert Goulet.
You did it.
Yes. I don't remember the wonderful date when that's actually all going down, but it's, check it out.
Soon.
And for the rest of your life.
Everyone needs all the help everyone can get, so make sure you help people do things.
Help people out.
Help people live their best lives.
Yeah, and get drunk.
Yeah.
In your own time, on other people's time. At work, at home.
In the car.
In the gutter.
And while at play. Business,
pleasure. You're going to be drunk.
All right.
So that's about it for us. From Dunderbox.
Drink responsibly.
Drink irresponsibly.
Good night and good brew.
Oh, that's pretty good. Good night and brew. Oh, no. Good night and group beers.
Good night and brew. Hey, brew you later, Steve.
What?